Congregation, with the help of the Lord, I will preach the Word of God this evening by using the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 47, like we have been reading. And the theme for the sermon this evening is, Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. I read a book, Congregation. I told you something about it, about a Muslim lady that was converted to Christianity and dared to call the Lord Father, what she never dared to do to Allah. But in a book I read also something about the difference between the culture of the East and the West. That lady explained to a Western missionary and his wife the difference. And probably you have heard that in the Middle East you have those terrible things of avenging the honor of the family. And we can say a difference between the East and the West is that the honor of the name and of the family is a very, very important thing in the East. And that's why we hear about those terrible things that even a relative can kill someone of the family to save the honor of the name of the family. And we have to say, oh, how perverted is that way of thinking if you could do that in that way. But it is showing us how important the honor of the name is in the East. So that you could imagine that a person would suffer more from the loss of the honor of his or her name than suffering and feel sad about the loss of property. The honor of your name. And it happened that there in Pakistan, in the Middle East, there was a Western person who went to the market, and well, they do it different from the way they do it in the Netherlands. You know, when you go to the market, you will say, well, what does it cost? And they will say, well, it's $50, and you would pay, and that's it. But there they would probably say, well, it's $150, and you have to talk for a while, and then you come to a $50 or $60, and then everybody's happy, and you buy your stuff. That's the way they do it there. There came a person from the West, and he didn't understand that, and for his culture and experience, this was to deceive a person. To ask $150 for a thing that's only a $50 worth. So he told him straight away, like we can do in the West, he told him, you are not honest. You are deceiving me. Oh, and that was so offending for that person and also the people around the Western person. They thought, well, this is really bad what he is saying. So that it became really dangerous. And there was a smart taxi driver that saw the situation and took the people out from the West, took him out of that situation, and probably that saved his life. Because to say that in public, to humiliate a person so in public, that is not done there. That is so terrible. They cannot handle that. It's about their name. It's about the honor of their name. Yeah. And now this evening it's about the honor of the name of God. Isn't that the most important thing? The honor of the name of the Lord. We pray for that. In the most perfect prayer that the Lord Jesus taught his disciples, which is the first petition, hallowed be thy name. It is the first petition. That's something to think about. That's how the Lord Jesus is teaching to pray. The first thing we require from the Lord is that the name of the Lord will be hallowed. Do we ever do that? Is that such a burden upon our heart, the name of the Lord? Well, if you're really living in a very intimate, close, tender relation to the Lord by grace, it will be. What would you think about someone dishonoring your father on the street? You would say, well, you should shut up your mouth. You shouldn't speak in such a way about my father. You shouldn't dishonor him because you are so strongly related to your father. He's part of your life. And the honor of your father is your honor. His matter is your matter. What is from him is from you. You are one with him. Well, shouldn't it be that way spiritually? If we know the Lord and live with the Lord, that we understand that the Lord Jesus was teaching his disciples to start that prayer, or at least to make as a first petition this requiring, this asking from the Lord, hallowed be thy name. And we would say, oh Lord, help me because my wife is sick. Oh Lord, I'm in trouble with my work. That's how we can start our prayers, and I understand, but well, let's think about this and let's see how good it is when we see the importance of the name of the Lord. That is, grant us first. That is misunderstanding it, getting the point. Grant us first, rightly to know thee. Hallowed be thy name. What does it mean, hallowed be thy name? Can we do that? Do we not have to say, well, God is holy. God is perfect. You could say, hallowed be thy name. Let thy name be glorified or be acknowledged as holy. Well, but the Lord is holy. So can we make the Lord in any way more holy by our prayer? No, that's not the meaning, that's not the intention of this prayer. The Lord is perfect. That's out of doubt. He is holy, he is good. He is the most glorious one. We cannot make the Lord higher. He is the most high. Well, yeah, that is true. But at the same time, when we pray, hallowed be thy name, we have to say, well, the Lord is holy. But that doesn't mean that everybody is acknowledging the Lord as being holy. You understand that? If it is in the midst of a day, then the sun is shining. But it doesn't mean that we will see the sun like it is shining. There can be dark clouds between the sun and us. And many people do not give glory to God like they should. Do not acknowledge that he is perfect and holy and good. And oh, that is such a terrible thing, that the Lord is not receiving all the glory from everybody with all their strength and all their emotion. That a child of God will pray about that and say, oh Lord, oh let that happen. Hallowed be thy name. That everybody would acknowledge thy name as holy. And as good and as perfect and full of glory. That's the desire of the heart of a child of God. You agree with that? Can you compare your own heart to such a thing? Is that in your heart that you have that desire? That's really a joy in your soul if you feel and experience and see that people give glory to God. That your heart can jump for joy because they give glory to God. Like your heart can jump for joy like when a person is giving glory to someone that you love very much. And appreciating that person, you like that. So, much more it has to be when we speak about God. That's our first prayer. That's the most important thing in the world. That's where we are created for. That's what only can satisfy our hearts. To glorify God. To acknowledge Him. It's grace if you do that. Oh, by nature, it is not like that. By nature, we find such a joy to glorify ourselves. We can try to hide that and do it in a subtle way, but that's our fallen, sinful nature, to put ourselves in the center and to give glory to our name. That feels good. If people praise us and honor us, that's what our flesh wants to happen. And that's what we